Hello, listeners. Have you ever felt like you didn't belong somewhere or that you weren't good enough to be considered something? Well, my name is Emma Rooney, and today I'll be talking about diaspora, its examples in interpretive modalities, what it means to be American, assimilation, and how I relate to all of these subjects. So, first of all, what is diaspora? I think of diaspora as the movement of people away from their ancestral home. I also think it can be defined as the feeling of being away from home. The theme of diaspora can be seen a lot in Jhumpa Lahiri's book. One specific example that I remember reading was in the short story, Interpreter of Maladies. So basically, the Doss family was from America and was traveling in India. So a quote from page 45 says, "Oh, Mina and I were both born in America." So this is an example of diaspora because they were away from their homeland. Another quote on page 43 to page 44 was, "The family looked Indian but dressed as foreigners did." So the family was dressed as American tourists and felt very out of place in India. So basically, their clothes, what they were wearing, was like an example of them being away from where their homeland was. So, what does it mean to be American? I think being American means being a citizen of the United States and having a lot of freedoms and advantages. In contrast to my opinion, Jhumpa Lahiri does not feel being American is just about being a citizen. Even though her parents applied for citizenship and received citizenship, they never felt as themselves as Americans. She even says, even though she was a citizen, she never felt American, which is really different than what I'm pretty sure most of us think it is to be American. Being American to us means, okay, you're an American citizen, you have your citizenship, okay, you're American. But what she's saying is that even if you are an American citizen, if you have this kind of background problems and inner conflicts, then you're not going to feel American just with a paper saying that you are American. So I think assimilation is a process where a culture of minority group starts to look like, act like, or think like a dominant group. I believe there are positives and consequences of assimilation. One positive of assimilation is that people don't feel discriminated or like they are different than other people. Another positive of assimilation is that it provides employment opportunities. Immigrants will have better job opportunities if they know more languages and can adapt to new customs. However, some consequences of assimilation are that some cultures and minority groups can be forgotten. Another consequence of assimilation is that it forces people to change their identity and prevents them from expressing themselves. Lastly, another negative is that assimilation also prevents cultural diversity, which is very important in America. America has so many different cultures, and I think it's really awesome to live in America and be able to see, you know, how different everybody is and what different backgrounds and different cultures that everybody has. And with assimilation, it kind of takes out that and makes it not as prominent. So this novel applies to my life because I moved from Katy to Houston to live with my dad. Of course, this was not as extreme enough to be called diaspora, but I still felt some of the same feelings as the characters in the book. So in Houston, when I moved, my new friends thought that I was like such a basic suburb girl, and I felt like I needed to act more like them to fit in. And then when I would go back to Katy after being in Houston for a while, my friends would say that I had completely changed and was acting too urban and like too like city-ish, I guess, if that's a way to explain it. So I did not really feel like I belonged in neither Houston nor Katy. When I was in Houston, I was like, okay, like they think I'm just a basic suburb girl. When I was in Katy, all my friends were like, you're changing to be like more of a Houston city person. So that's how I related to some of the feelings that the characters felt. Another way that this novel applies to my life is with the family problems and infidelity. So there has been like a lot of infidelity in my family, so I completely understand how morally wrong it is and how it can totally ruin relationships and like impact the kids, impact the husband and the wife. I've experienced all that firsthand, and I definitely know what it's like. Also, I have struggled with a lot of the same family issues present in the book. I'm not going to go that deep into it, but I basically, a summary would be that this book can be taken in so many different ways and applied to so many different people. And I think it's truly an awesome thing how through all of these different short stories, she finds a way to connect to almost anybody reading it. So with all that being said, thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast, and don't forget to tune in next time. I hope you have an amazing day.